Hello, everyone. Garrett Roach here. It's my guest today, starting off with anyway, is Mr. Masahiro Oishi from Ichinomiya City in Aichi Prefecture, Japan.
That is awesome. I'm so glad you've been writing letters with the guy.
My dear friend and pen pal of 14 years. Oh, he just texted me. He said, yes, sure, I'm calling now.
Okay, so let's just try to get him on. People, do not go away because this should be good. This should be good. Should work. Mr. Oishi, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Riley.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for your invitation to the Monday afternoon show today.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I listen to your program when I woke up in the early morning. It's my pleasure to talk to you.
It is our pleasure to have you call. Thank you so much. Your name is Masahiro Oishi, and tell us where you are calling from in Japan.
My city is Ichinomiya City. And Ichinomiya City is located almost in the center of Japanese archipelago and about 30 miles north away from the coast. Faces the Pacific Ocean.
I bet it's very beautiful there.
Thank you.
Great.
My English is not perfect, but may I talk about the friendship between my dear Garrett and myself a little more now?
Please do, and your English is sounding perfect, so yes. How do you know Garrett?
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. When I was hospitalized for a long period about 6 years ago, he sincerely supported me with his mother Maggie together. After that, Maggie passed away, but I can't forget their devoted support by email. I can say that he's a very nice and reliable person who can feel others' pain. Last but not least, I believe that the positivity group he advocates will be widely acceptable to our society. Thank you.
Wow, thank you. Garrett, do you want to just share something with Mr. Oishi?
Domo arigato, Masahiro. That's thank you very much in Japanese. Yes.
Hi, Garrett.
Hello, Masahiro. Well, I am exceptionally well today. feeling on top of the world, as a figure of speech in English goes. And I cannot thank you enough for joining us on this broadcast today. It's such a pleasure and an honor. And Masahiro, to everyone listening out there, Masahiro and I met via an Irish pen pal website because he was interested in learning about Irish culture 14 years ago. And he, as I say, it's not always blood that makes family, because he's been closer to me than some of my own family. He sent my mother flowers just before her time of passing, something her own sister, who lives about 40 minutes away or something, would never do. So there's an example for you right there. And I will say he is a very endearing person.
Thank you.
One of the best. Very welcome.
As you said, the first contact of us was by Irish Pimple.
That's correct. It was called, at the time, I'm not even sure if they're in existence anymore, but it was called Cara Irish Pen Pals, yes.
Yes, Cara Irish Pen Pals. You're right.
Wow. Thank Mr. Oishi, I'm really honored and privileged to have you call in my show. It's the first time any caller I got from Japan.
Yeah.
And it's really wonderful to hear somebody calling all the way from Japan. So thank you again. It's really wonderful.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. It's the first time for me to call American FM studio directly. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Do you have any messages that maybe you want to share with the people listening here in New York, or the people, any of the American people listening, that you want to send from Japan? Any kind of message?
Sure. I have one message. This winter is colder than the past. The experts said that the flow of the westerly wind in the sky over Japanese archipelago is much exchanged. In this reason, the body of cold air over Japanese archipelago stays at the same place for many days. That's why this winter is colder than the past. And at another event in Japan, some volcanoes have been beginning to erupt. I don't know if there is a relationship between eruption and coldness, but I hope that there will be no natural disasters in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. We hope so, too. We hope there are no more disasters in the future, Masahiro. So thank you for that message, and thank you again for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to say bye now, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. Have a good day. Bye for now.
And never forget you, Masahiro. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Okay.
Have a good day, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you
bye-bye.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go, folks.
What do you think? Masahiro Oishi calling in from Japan. I mean,
yes, ladies and gentlemen, where else could you hear this?
Come on. Monday afternoon show, going international.
You'd be hard-pressed to find members of the Irish traveler community, Brazil, people... dear friend from Brazil, Natalie, who's ready to call in now if we have some time.
You want? Okay, we need to get these guys to interview Natalie, too. Can you guys help
Let's
me interview Natalie from Brazil?
And, of course, Mr. Masahiro Oishi here from Japan. I mean, regular people coming together from around the world. The essence of what the Positivity Group is all about.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a little break right now, and we're going to get Natalie in from Brazil, and then
Beautiful.
We got D in the house, Manu, and Colton the Maker. You guys are awesome to come back again. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And we're going to hear some music, so stay tuned, folks. Sit tight.
And Ammon said, it's not enough. I said, oh. That you were born a white man in mid-20th century industrial America. You came into the world armed to the teeth with an arsenal of weapons. The weapons of privilege. Racial privilege, sexual privilege, economic privilege. You want to be a pacifist, it's not just giving up guns and knives and clubs and fists and angry words, but giving up the weapons of privilege and going into the world completely disarmed. Try that. That old man has been gone now 20 years and I'm still at it. But I figure if there's a worthwhile struggle in my own life, that's probably the one. Think about it. I'd always wanted to write a song for that old man. He never wanted one about him that way, but something mulched up out of his thought, his anarchist thought. Anarchist in the best sense of the word. Oh, so many times he stood up in front of Federal District Judge Ritter, that old fart, and he'd be picked up for picketing illegally, and he never pled innocent or guilty. He pled anarchy. And Ritter'd say, "What's an anarchist, Hennessy?" And Ammon would say, "Why, an anarchist is anybody who doesn't need a cop to tell him what to do. Kind of a fundamentalist anarchist, huh?" And Ritter'd say, "But Ammon, you broke the law. What about that?" And Ammon'd say, "Oh, Judge, your damn laws, the good people don't need them, and the bad people don't obey them, so what use are they?" Anarchy. Well, I lived there for 8 years, and I watched him, mainly watched him, and I discovered, watching him, that anarchy is not a noun, but an adjective. It describes the tension between moral autonomy and political authority, especially in the area of combinations, whether they're going to be voluntary or coercive. The most destructive, coercive combinations are arrived at through force. Like Anna said, force is the weapon of the weak. Strong enough.
All right, that's Utah Phillips right there. The Utah Phillips, Ani DeFranco duo. Who would have thought? Little duo. Okay, rocking and rolling. Let's get, I think we should get Natalie from Brazil on the line for a second. We're going to check in. We're going to check in and see how Natalie from Brazil. We're in the house with Garrett Roach right now. And we're going to say hi to Natalie, and let's just see if this works. Natalie, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, wow. You absolutely are there. Natalie Vargas from Brazil calling in. I always say Sao Paulo, but it's not Sao Paulo.
Now it is. She's relocated.
Wait, hold on. Wait, you are in Sao Paulo?
Yeah, actually, I'm like a nomad, you know, a person who just like...
Okay, well, how's it going? Whoops.
Yeah, everything is fine. It's like in Brazil, we have the state of São Paulo and the city of São Paulo. I think it's like New York, you know, New York State, New York City, right? And we have the same with Brazil, you know. So we have like state of São Paulo and the São Paulo city. So now I'm living in São Paulo city. Actually.
Okay, and how's everything going in Brazil and in Sao Paulo City? Tell us what's the news your way.
Yeah, it's carnival season, you know, like people are like, oh yeah. It's like flower parties and stuff, you know, carnival, you know, very, very popular in Brazil.
And so carnival. And how's carnival treating you this year?
Carnival. I'm Brazilian, but I'm not into carnival. But you know, every part of Brazil celebrates it, holidays and stuff like that. But you know, it's just nice to see on TV. You know, people are celebrating and things like that.
Cool. Are you watching the Olympics at all?
I have watched the Winter Olympics, like. Some years ago, but not this time. You know, I'm not that interested because I don't get to see those kind of sports, you know, because we barely have snow in south of Brazil, you know, so it's not the best place to practice some winter games, you know?
Yeah, I thought it would be pretty funny for you to be watching the Winter Olympics from Brazil. So
yeah, like I have watched curling once and it's kind of crazy, you know, curling, you know.
Curling is crazy.
Yeah.
It is. It's like that good kind of crazy with the brooms on the ice. Well, this is great to hear from you. Gary, you want to say hi to ask any questions?
Hello, hello, Natalie. You're doing the best ever, my friend.
Ah, thank you.
You are welcome.
So happy to hear you. Actually, I was going to say, Kieran, you're my old friend, you know, because we have talked before, you know. It's just nice.
It's unbelievable. We get the regular report from South Brazil, and it's absolutely wonderful to hear you calling in from there. So thank you again. We always appreciate it.
Oh, you're a fixture here now, Natalie.
Yeah, you're like a regular.
Oh, that's awesome. I feel like a star, you know.
Yeah, you know what? Next time, we're going to put you on the website first that you're calling in, giving the Brazil report.
You are a star, believe me. You are a star. And thank you so much. Natalie is such a dedicated and loyal pen pal, member of the Positivity Group. She often will come on if someone else I try to have come on as a guest with Kieran and myself cannot make it. I was going to have Francie Barrett today, a gold medal Olympic boxer, member of the Irish Traveler community. Unfortunately, he's under the weather, but he promised me next time, if there is one, if Kieran has a spot for me.
There may be next time.
Natalie is crackerjack. Is all I have to say. Thank you so much, my friend.
Okay, Natalie, did you hear that?
Sorry?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, like my call was cutting, but I think I understood, not entirely.
Well, he called you Cracker Jack, which I think is a really good thing because Cracker Jacks are yummy. But that's a new one.
It's a new expression for me. I don't know.
So we'll Google it. Let's go Google it. But I think Cracker Jack is
some people in Ireland will use it.
Ah, it's an Irish expression. There you go. All right,
Natalie, can you refresh my memory, please? The Brazilian word for Brazil nuts, if you can tell us, because the Brazil nuts were marketed to the world as Brazil nuts, but they're actually a nut with a particular name that's native to north of Brazil. It started with a C. Yeah. What was that word again?
Yeah, in Brazil we call castanha do Pará, which means Pará nuts. You know, it's just like the nuts come from the northeast of Brazil. It's just a specific place, you know. It's different, you know.
Fascinating.
Castanha do Pará. Thank you very much.
There you go. And there you have the nut report from Brazil. Natalie, you're the best. Thank you again for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. All right. Always.
We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye
Hooray.
For now.
Beautiful job, my friend.
Natalie Vargas calling in from Brazil. Thanks again, Garrett, for lining that up. We appreciate it, as always.
Oh, much more than welcome, Kieran.
Let's
Thanks
rock
again,
and roll.
Thanks again, beyond words, for having us.
Okay.